my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. And the very next evening, they'll court another. Leave you alone to pine and sigh. Court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife. For I've been warned and I've decided to sleep alone all of my life. Thank you.
Now we're a little short of dances today, so we might just use this young man over time. He's the National Teenage Boy Clogger, Tony Johnson. Let's give him a great big hand. And best thing about him is he's a good old Florida cracker. Don't you wish you could do that? Tony says he'll have a workshop, and if you want to learn, just contact Tony. I've had a lesson. Not very good yet, though. One of our favorite folk festival participants is lovely Barbara Mueller. Barbara teaches music at the junior college down at Lake Mary, and does a lot of nice things, but best of all, she comes to the Florida Folk Festival to sing for us. Let's welcome Barbara.
One of the fun things about folk festivals is you meet a lot of great people, both backstage and in front. And I guess we're going to start another tradition here at this great traditional festival. Last year, I met Dan, and he just sang for you a while ago when I was over minding the store. And we did a song together. Usually takes two people. this song, and we thought we'd do it again for you. Henry!
Eliza!
Get your lazy bones over here and go down and get some water for me.
But, Liza, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Then fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, with a straw.
But the whole straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry.
How do you get out of this?
Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I cut it? Dear Liza, with what?
With your knife, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With your knife, dear Henry, with your knife. Now don't tell me you've gone went and lost it again.
But the knife is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The knife's too darn dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza? With what?
With a stone, dear Henry. Dear Henry, dear Henry, with a stone. Dear Henry, with a stone.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Wet it.
But I gotta have some water. And there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, now let's see. A good part of folk music, well, an important part of folk music is that first syllable, folk. And you've been sitting out there enjoying, I hope. So I'm going to put you all to work and get you to sing some of these songs. And I'm going to need a whole bunch of kids. Let's see, can I have about four or five kids right down here? Kids of all ages, you know. Anybody brave enough to come? Sit down here. I'm going to need your help. Okay, there's Chris, one brave soul. Come on. This is a test for both of us, because you people have to come up with the chorus, have to remember the chorus, and I have to remember the whole song. Now, what we do is, as we get into the song, I want you people to give me the name of a farm animal. Now, don't give me a giraffe or a hippopotamus or something like that, because I don't think an ordinary farm has that on it. But, you know, a cat or a dog or a horse or a chicken or something like that, or a possum. But this is the chorus, and it goes like this. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. That's half of it, try it. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a shack, and I did what I could. Then I got myself a shack, and I did what I could. And I called my shack, Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. Now it gets a little complicated till you catch on, but where I say, then I got myself a, that's where you give me an animal. Yeah, okay. And then you all come in with the rest of the chorus. Then I got myself a whatever, and I did what I could, and I called my whatever it is, whatever the name will be. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. That's your part. Now you got all that. Let's try the whole first verse. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a shack, and I did what I could. And I called my shack, Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a horse, and I did what I could. And I called my horse lame, of course, and I called my shack Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. See how it works now? I want to hear you sing a little louder. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a pig, and I did what I could. And I called my pig not very big, and I called my horse lame, of course, and I called my shack Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. Now when I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a hen. Oops, I don't have a rhyme for hen. And I did what I could. And I called my hen, do it again. And I called my pig not very big. And I called my horse lame, of course. And I called my shack Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a cow, and I did what I could. And I called my cow, no milk now. And I called my hen, do it again. And I called my pig, not very big. And I called my horse, lame of course. And I called my shack, Break My Back. Hey, you all aren't singing, don't you remember all that? Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. Think we can remember one more? All right. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. Then I got myself a chicken, and I did what I could. And I called my chicken finger licking, and I called my cow no milk now. And I called my hen do it again. And I called my pig not very big. And I called my horse lame, of course. And I called my shack Break My Back. Still this land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. You know, a lot of times you hear a lot of the same songs over and over again. And the ones that the kids sing on the way to camp, on the bus, or whatever, they tend to be overlooked because you hear them 4 million times, and they drive the counselors up the wall. If they sing that Found a Peanut once more, I'll kill them, you know. But they're kind of fun, and I think they're part of the folk tradition, and I'd like to sing one for you. And if you remember it, sing along. a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Remember? There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Can't hear you all. Don't tell me you don't know that one. Let's see. There's a hair on the wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hair on the wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the hair on the wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the hair on the wart on the frog on the knot on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Thank you.
Well, now, according to my antique timepiece, it's exactly 6 minutes to 12, and I smell some mighty good victuals cooking over here. We have? All right, where's that finale? Come on. Yeah, call them up. All right, everybody who's been on the program this morning, come up on stage.
What would you like to do?
Come on.
Jump
well,
drums?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Come on, Dan.
Come on, Tom. Come on, Sandra. Yeah, come on, Hit. Come on, Velma. Dan? Sure, I'm coming. You want to come? Yes, huh?
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun the fields of bounding heather. Dumbarton tolls an hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure when Johnny kneels and sings to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight to steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. Johnny is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny turns
thoughts to me. Dumbarton's drum, sing, 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 makes sound so funny.
When they remind me of my Johnny,
what line did I
Thank you.
All right, now we'll talk about those vittles. We have a lovely new food shelter down here. I think you'll be impressed. And I don't know of anything that's not served down there. Well, no coon burgers this year, but I think maybe there might be some frog legs and boiled peanuts and chicken and rice and chicken and dumplings and fried chicken and pizza and spaghetti and corn on the cob and taters. And if you have a little bitty appetite, a hamburger or a hot dog. And if you have a whale of an appetite, some barbecued ribs or some barbecued chicken or some yellow rice and some yellow chicken. Just go on and on and on. Go down there and see what you can find to whet your appetite. And then be back in your seat a little bit before 1:30, because we'll go right on with the program and visit with the craftsmen over here. See what they're doing. Have a good time.
Song called Jack's Ready. June Apples. Bluegrass, this is the stuff that bluegrass came from. In fact, the term bluegrass was invented, more or less, by Bill Monroe and his brother Charlie, who were called the Bluegrass Boys because they were from Kentucky. And this is the type of music that they started out playing. What they did later evolved into bluegrass, of which Earl Scruggs is probably the foremost practitioner today, although he's moving on into something else now. And I have to sit up here and talk while Jack gets things out of his pockets. That's his pickpocket he's got there. This is This is the thing about this type of music, too. You may see us stopping at the end of a song and retuning on stage. This isn't because the instruments are out of tune. The banjo plays in different tunings. Like Eric was in a G tuning there. He's going to stay in that for a couple of times, and then in order to avoid some radical retuning, he's going to take another banjo, which tuned to double C. We'll do a couple of songs in that key.
Take it away. Ping pong.
This is a song for the kids. This is one for Eric. To do one now for Cousin Thelma. She asked us about this song when Eric and I came up a couple of weeks ago and said that a classmate of hers used to sing it back when she was in college. Who was that, Cousin Thelma? That's right, it was Red Barber, the sportscaster. Used to sing it when they were in college together, and she asked us if we knew it. And I'd recall seeing the words music to it somewhere. So we went and learned it. And if my cohorts here will ever get themselves in tune, we'll try to find out who stole the lock off the hen house door.
You got the feathers in your hair.
I had chicken and rice for lunch, too. Okay. I was down in the hen house on my knees when I thought I heard old Bruno sneeze. It was nothing but the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstairs. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Barnyard hen to the rooster out west, you know, my dear, that I love you the best. Said the barnyard rooster, you're telling me a lie. I caught you flirting with a big Shanghai. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Sally made her cakes all low. Never mind the weather if the wind don't blow. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Laid an egg and the Lord knows when. Said the barnyard hen to the barnyard rooster, you don't come around the court like you used to. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door? Okay. How many college students we got out here? Live in dorms? Ever live in a dorm? Ever eat on campus? This is a song written by a man named Charlie Poole, who recorded back in the early 20s. And it's called The Hungry Hash House Blues. It's all about the boarding house that he lives in. The description of the food is kind of grim. It's going to be doubly grim for me because I just had a plate of real good chicken and rice from down here under the shed just before we came on. That's the Swanee Hilton, Cousin Thelma says. Well, I don't know about the accommodations, but they have awful good food. I'm a boarder and I dwell in a second-class hotel. If stay here, I'll go crazy, I declare. As I lie here in my bunk, I cannot reach my trunk, and my board bill, it would break a millionaire. They feed on chicken pie, if you eat it, you would die. The meat, you couldn't cut it with a sword. The undertaker hangs around, for there's work there to be found in that awful hungry hash house where I board. All held me down while the bed bugs gathered around in that awful hungry hash house where I go. They feed on chicken pie, if you eat it you would die. The meat you couldn't cut it with a sword. The undertaker hangs around, for there's work there to be found in that awful hungry hash house where I go. It was rare, and the butter had red hair. The baby had his feet right in the stew. The eggs you couldn't touch, if you kicked one, it would hatch in that awful hungry hash house where I go. This next song we're going to do is from Kentucky. There's a story goes with it about a man named John Callahan who was convicted of murder. And during his stay in jail, his sweetheart was allowed to come and marry him and live in the jail with him until time for the execution. And at that time, he's standing up on the scaffold and he asked for his fiddle. He played a tune and challenged anybody in the crowd to go one better. Nobody did, and they hung him. The song's called Callahan.
Larkin, the jury says I'm gonna be hung. What will you do, my pretty Betty Larkin? Oh, fare thee well, my pretty little one. Fare thee well, my darling. What will become a pretty Betty Larkin when old John Callahan's dead and gone? What will become a pretty Betty Larkin? Oh, fare thee well, my pretty little one. Fare thee well, my darling. What will you do, my pretty Betty Larkin? The jury says I'm gonna be hung. What will you do, my pretty Betty Larkin? Oh, fare thee well, my pretty little one. Fare thee well, my darling. Mm-hmm.
Larkin's dead and gone. What will become of pretty Betty Larkin? Oh, fare thee well, my pretty little one. Fare thee well, my darling.
One more curtain, Phil?
One short.
One short.
Jonah's not exactly short.
He's short enough.
Okay.
Can't do that. Let's see.
I imagine everybody's familiar with the biblical tale of Jonah. He got swallowed by a whale. Because he went someplace that he wasn't supposed to go. And this is one version of a great many different songs that have been written about that. There's one that goes all the way through, carries him from where the Lord told him to go to Nineveh until the time that he actually went to Nineveh and preached to the people and saved them. And it takes about a half hour to sing, and I couldn't even begin to memorize all the verses. I'm not going to do that one. We're going to do a short version. This is just about how Jonah got into the whale and how he got back out again. It's a fairly short one. Eric's got to get his banjo. That's the thing of a banjo picker. She asked him, how long you been playing? 5 years. How long you been tuning? 4. Pick a good one and weld it. God sent Jonah to the Nineveh land. Preach the gospel to the wicked man. Tell him to repent of the wicked. Overthrow the city in 40 days. God moves in the windstorm. He rolls in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Which way to go? Got on the boat and he paid his fare. God got angry with the Jonah down there. God moves in the windstorm. He rolls in the windstorm and he troubles everybody in mind. Ship got wrecked as he come in time. The captain of the ship come in trouble in mind. Search the ship and in the deep found poor Jonah lying fast asleep. God moves in the windstorm. He rolls in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Stranger, tell me your name. My name is Jonah and I flee from the king. All this trouble is because of me. Throw me overboard and let the ship sail free. God moves in the windstorm. He rolls in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. They throw poor Jonah overboard. God sent a whale for to swallow him whole. Carried him way to the Nineveh land. Cast out poor Jonah on a bar of sand. God moves in the windstorm. He rolls in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Thank you. We'll see y'all this evening.